This is That Story Show, where your hilarious real-life stories take the spotlight. Hey! This is That Story Show, people!
Hallelujah! You're watching?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, I'm your host, James Kennison.
And I'm John Steinklauber, also known as Batman. I'm just kidding. Hey, James, you know why ghosts are such terrible liars?
No, I don't.
Because you can see right through them.
Oh my gosh, that's great. That's true.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm feeling pretty rough today, to be honest. Yeah. Can you tell?
Yeah, I just a little bit. I thought you were going to, you know, ask me where the Joker was for a minute there, but
I can't do any voices. This is the voice.
That's it. All you have to do is say, "Where's the Joker?" And I'll be like, "Want to see a trick or something?" I don't know.
My chest hurts so bad. Everything is bad. But I always tell people that I do a show when I can do a show. And if I can't, you know it's because I can't, but we're doing a show today. Anyway, we have an opening story.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's called Junk Dog. It's from Michael. Once in my backyard, me and my sister were playing with the dog. And as I was standing there, the dog ran up and bit me in the junk.
Oh.
It hurt a lot. And that's all.
Yeah.
And that's all I remember.
I don't think I'd even want to remember that.
Well, I put this in here because it must have been so traumatizing for him to literally not remember anything after that event. It's like, this is the last thing I remember, so I'm going to write it down and send it into the show.
You know what kind of dog it was?
It was hopefully one that didn't have to jump.
It was a wiener dog.
Oh, gosh.
Also known as a Dotson, but...
But I just love how he coins it with, "That's all I can remember." That's it.
All I can remember.
I just remember getting bit in the junk by a dog, and then that's it. I forgot my family, my mom, my home life, the ABCs. It's all I can remember is that I got bit by this dog.
At least he remembered where to send the story.
Yeah, that's true. You did remember us, and that means a lot. Let's do some news nuggets. All right. Dog sniffs out something unusual in passenger's luggage from Boston. A U.S. Customs and Border Protection dog sniffed out something unusual in luggage from a traveler returning from Africa. Mummified monkeys.
Oh.
The passenger returning from a visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo reported that the luggage contained dried fish. But an inspection at Boston Logan Airport revealed dead and dehydrated bodies of four monkeys, agents said. The traveler said he brought the monkeys into the U.S. for his own consumption. Ryan, a CBP spokesperson, said Sunday, raw or minimally processed meat from wild animals, sometimes referred to as bush meat, is banned in the U.S. because the U.S. is the best country in the world.
Yeah, we got priorities.
I didn't even know there was such a thing. I've learned something I never wanted to know. I'm 50 years old. I'm just hearing about bush meat, some nasty rich person's delicacy. You got to go to the Congo, find and dehydrate some monkeys and sneak them back in for dinner. Makes no sense.
Is it a delicacy or is it just like a...
It's a nastacy is what it is. It must be, you know, I don't know. The potential dangers posed by bringing bushmeat into the United States are real. Bushmeat can carry germs that can cause illness, including the Ebola virus. And rightly so. If you eat this crap, if you eat if that's how particular your palate is, where a freaking peanut butter and jelly sandwich can't scratch that itch, and you got to have a dehydrated monkey, you deserve the Ebola virus.
But that spreads really easily. And we don't want, you just have to eat it in a certain area. I mean, isn't that how COVID-19 allegedly was spread, from eating bats that were infected by it?
Yeah. Bat soup or something. I don't know. I don't want it to spread, obviously. I just want the person that's eating dried up monkeys. I mean, that's like something out of, not Pirates of the Caribbean, Indiana freaking Jones, dude.
That's right.
So nasty.
Temple of Doom.
They couldn't even think of anything that gross, you know?
Dried. Well, yeah.
The chilled monkey brains, you know, whatever that was. Anyway, said Julio Carvea, the local port director for Customs and Border Protection. The incident happened last month, but it was made public on Friday. It's because everybody was crying because they were looking at what bushmeat was on the internet. And they're like, we didn't even know this was somebody's weird thing, you know?
What's in the box?
I can't believe you've seen that. Bissett and said Sunday that no charges were filed at all, but all the luggage was seized and nearly 9 pounds of bushmeat. I know, were marked for destruction by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Wow.
So.
And that was 4 monkeys. Yeah. And that was dried, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Dried,
mummified, dried up, nasty. What? Monkeys.
That's that. Just monkey jerky.
It's enough to make you go vegan, you know? It really is.
Yeah.
Bushmeat is not a kind of meat that I'm behind. I'm a vegan when it comes to bushmeat.
They when I was in Puerto Rico, I tried to bring home some what were those things they grow on trees and
mangoes.
Yeah, mangoes. Thank you. And I tried to bring some of those into America, and they're like, no way. You can't. Mm-mm. You're not bringing that bush fruit over into the U.S.
That's right.
Oh, I was really bummed because I had like a lot. I didn't even think about the fact that you can't take
fruit. I did that coming back from Spain. I brought some Fanta Pina, which was really good. And I brought it in my carry-on for some reason. I had a 2-liter bottle of it, and it was confiscated, and I never got to share it with my family.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But sorry. If you had it packed in your bag, you would have been able to take it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would have been fine. It probably would have exploded in the pressure, but, who knows? Anyway, bushmeat, man.
Bushmeat.
I didn't want to know that existed. A little bit more of my innocence is, I don't know that I had any. But whatever, it's a little bit gone. It's a little bit more gone. So anyway, let's listen to some of our listener stories. Here we go. Is there anybody going to listen to my story? All right, Eden writes in. This is called Bed Mouse.
Bed Mouse?
Yeah.
Not like Mickey Mouse's cousin or something?
I don't know. I think it's like, you know, those mattress firms are all over town that you wonder how they're open. I think if they were to take a character and turn it into, you know, like Carfax from Carfax, right. You know?
Yeah.
Bed Mouse. It's
Bed Mouse.
It makes me want to buy a mattress.
I always thought the mascot for mattress firm was like some kind of lawyer or something.
Yeah, that's true.
A bed mouse lawyer.
Because they were trying to be cute with that, and it's not cute. anyway, Eden says, our house gets mice quite a lot. No one knows exactly where they're coming in, but we do know that their favorite place to hide is underneath our couch. So anyway, one night, Dad and Mom were watching TV in the living room when a horrible little mouse scurried out from underneath the couch. And it looked at Dad. It brushed its whiskers in the way that mice do. And then it clacked its teeth. They don't do that.
A mouse clacking its teeth?
That's kind of scary. That's a bold mouse.
It is. That's a little punk mouse.
That's a mouse with a statement to make.
That's like, which one was Tom and Jerry? Tom was a cat, right, Jerry? Like a little Jerry mouse.
Yeah.
Getting all
But Jerry was too nice to clack his teeth.
Yeah, he wouldn't. Well, there's those later years where he was really kind of mean, but I guess Tom deserved it. But
anyway, he clacked his teeth and then he bolted underneath the couch. So Mom and Dad were jittery and a little uneasy with the thought of another mouse in the house. And so they set traps wherever they thought the mouse would go later that night. And then Mom headed upstairs to go to bed, and Dad was still a little nervous about the mouse, but he stayed downstairs a little longer to watch more TV, and then when Mom was asleep, he headed upstairs. It was about 2 a.m, and Dad still couldn't fall asleep. He couldn't stop thinking about that terrifying beady-eyed mouse that was living under the couch. He was so jumpy that he could not settle down enough to fall asleep, and then he felt something cold and furry on his arm, and he looked over to his arm, and he saw that little beady-eyed monster
and
camped out on his arm and was now staring at him with his little soulless eyes. So
that's not cool.
That mouse rode him up the stairs to bed.
No wonder he was nervous. I feel like something's watching me, but I'm not sure.
Because you know that mouse did not follow him. It was on him. It's so messed up. I would start crying immediately.
Yeah. This house has got to burn down.
Like, I would cry because I'm like, this has changed my life. My whole life is different now because I've been ridden by a mouse. Just so you know, to get Mom and Dad's room, you have to climb 14 stairs. That mouse did not climb 14 stairs. That's what my point is. Also, Mom and Dad's bed sits about a foot away from the ground. He didn't have to worry about that. He was on your dad's person. How the mouse managed to get up there is still a mystery to this day. It is not a mystery. The mouse rode your dad upstairs.
Mouse rode your dad.
He hitched a ride. My dad freaked out and yelled to Mom, "There's a mouse in the bed." Mom, just woken up from sleep, told Dad, "Honey, you're probably just dreaming." "Oh, yeah?" stated Dad as he whipped off the covers to reveal the little mouse nestled in the sheets. Mom started screaming, "Kill it! Kill it!" The mouse got spooked and scurried out of the bed. Mom and Dad managed to trap it in the bathroom, and then my dad brought down the broom on the little monster, ending its terrifying existence then and there. My dad still gets jittery about mice as he remembers the mouse who joined him in bed. Well, here's a little extra for him to get jittery about. Dad, you were ridden by a mouse. That mouse rode you upstairs.
Mouse, what if it's two different mice? What if there's one downstairs and one upstairs?
Well, they got a deal going then. They got a deal. But
that's gross, man.
Yeah. I think it's bad news.
Like if the rule of the show is if that bed inherits a mouse,
it's
a that mouse bed bro. Belongs it's a, to the mouse. It's You've got to get rid. Yeah, it's a mouse bed.
Oh yeah.
It probably
if there was a mouse in my wife's mattress or anything, that thing would be outside. People live different lives, you know, and they have different standards of what is acceptable. Like for me, when I was younger, if I found a hair in my food, I'd be completely grossed out. Nowadays, I'll be honest, it doesn't bother me.
Just eat around it.
I just pull it out and move on. Because I'm like, really, how much did it touch? It's the width of a human hair. You know,
it's a hair.
If I pull it out.
What if it's baked into the pizza crust?
Then it's gotten baked. It got baked. It got heated up enough to kill the germs. Call me gross, but a mouse has never ridden me upstairs, you know, and I would throw a mattress out. I'd throw a mattress out.
You'll eat a hair pizza, but you won't.
Everybody's got their standards, man.
I guess you're right.
Will say though, one time I think I've mentioned it before. I was at a place and I was eating a chicken leg, and it was the leg, the thigh, the whole thing was connected. And dude, I'd been noshing on that thing for a while, and it was just bones and grizzle, you know. But it was still connected. And only after I had been through all that did I notice that there was a hair a long hair, and it was woven throughout the entire chicken. How I ate this thing without catching my tooth on it, I'll never know.
Why?
But I pulled the hair, and the chicken leg was animating like a freaking ventriloquist puppet doll. Like, I could pull the hair, and it would tighten around the leg and make it move. Yeah. And I went to get my phone out, but the hair broke before I could videotape it.
Sorry. I got a really weird taste in my mouth right now.
So I never ate there again.
Talk about
that was in Florida. It was in Florida. It was a long...
Was it fried chicken?
I like to imagine it belonged to a beautiful princess that was stuck up in a...
Rapunzel.
Yeah.
And it had to have been.
She's making dinner, and one of her hairs dropped in there and magically wrapped around and tried to reanimate the dead. So, yeah. We got another story if you want.
Oh, that's good.
How am I doing, by the way? Am I doing great? Is my voice sound awesome?
You do sound great.
Are we on NPR?
I feel like you could. Yes, I was going to say that. NPR, I'm almost tempted to imitate you so that.
Oh, gosh.
We can have it.
I am trying. This is all the oomph I have is right here. Amen. So this one's from TJ Bunkall. It's called Bad Brother.
TJ!
I had a first date at an artesian soda shop. Well, aren't you fancy?
Sounds cool.
Oh, sorry, not artesian. Artisan. Because artesian, isn't that a well that just comes up out of the ground? I was like, that is impossible.
Artesian soda, it just comes straight out of the ground
It just comes from the earth. It's like Moses struck the rock.
How's it flavored?
And cherry soda started coming out. I told you to speak to it, not hit it. You would have got water if you talked to it. But you slapped it so you get cherry Coke. Soda. So anyway, I had a date at an artisan soda shop. This shop was in front of a food court in a mall where I was standing. A Papa John's was directly in front of me. So I'm there early, and as I'm waiting, I happen to look over to the Papa John's storefront, and I notice a young woman sitting on a stool on her phone, and she was of a slim build with ripped pale blue jeans and a green Papa John's t-shirt and a black Papa John's hat with a long blonde ponytail through the back. And I had to do a double take for a second because I could have sworn this was my sister time traveled from 2 years ago. But that wasn't possible. I knew this. My sister lives across the country. She's changed her look. Her hair is red now. She chopped it shorter. She's not doing the blonde ponytail. But there was this young woman that looked exactly like she could have been my younger sister 2 years ago, back when she was going through her country phase. Don't you remember your country phase, John? I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How did your country phase go?
Mine was really good. It was mostly Taylor Swift music and and little plaid skirts.
okay. I was thinking maybe Garth Brooks somehow, and you got to... Cowboy heaven,
no.
Taylor Swift. Did she sing country?
She did. That's how she got her start.
Wow. Wow. Learn something new every day.
Yeah, she was 16 or so, 15, something like that. Anyway, I'm debating whether to go talk to this woman when my date arrives. And we get seated as we're talking. We get to know each other. And the young woman I saw from a distance is walking around the Papa John's counter cleaning. And that's when I realized that the blonde was not a young woman at all. She was a dude. It was definitely a dude with incredibly long blonde hair, acne, peach fuzz, facial hair, a sharp jaw, wearing extremely slim-fitting jeans.
Oh, man.
I accidentally blurted out, "That's not a girl." Which awkwardly paused the conversation, so.
Dude was thinking about the non-girl the whole time.
Yeah. So now I must attempt to explain everything to my date. Now I saw a guy that, from the back anyway, was the spitting image of my sister. And how I was about to go talk to them about it. my date started laughing so hard her face turned red and she had to stifle her laughter a little so as to not make a scene at the artesian soda shop. I'm laughing too at my own stupidity. I thought that if she liked it, that you guys might too. Thanks, TJ. Nice. Call. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Dude looks like a lady.
Oh.
I never knew the words of that song.
Right.
Until I was, when we put subtitles on our TV all the time because I can't hear so good. And that song was playing, you know how they put the subtitles up for the,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's what he's talking about. And that's a weird song. I'm just going to say, I regret quoting it. So
it's okay. It's all right.
Papa John's brother. So TJ thought that dude, so what is he saying about his sister?
He yeah, exactly. You're saying your sister looks like a dude, or she did once upon a time.
A bit mannish.
Yeah, it's weird.
No,
it's weird. Because there have been times that I've seen someone from a distance and wasn't quite sure what I was looking at. You know what I'm talking about?
Huh? Like, yeah.
Is that a girl or a guy? And here in St. Louis, sometimes that's the point.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's a new time. It's a new era.
Is it now? Apparently. It is. It is for some. But yeah, she, he needed to keep this story to himself because now his sister's going to hear about it and he's going to be in trouble.
That's another rule of the show is if you've confessed something on that story show, it always comes back to find you.
Ugh. Did you know AT&T went down today? Like
I just found out about that.
All our phones went off. And the minute it came back up, my daughter launched this family-wide mass text to celebrate that all of us could communicate with each other again.
Oh.
And I hate mass texts, group texts. I should say I hate group texts.
Yeah,
because you're beeping every second, just beep. And so I do my best to not have friends that would put me on one. But now my daughter is one of those people, and I don't know that I can separate myself from her.
No, man. No, you're just gonna have to get used to this vibrations and. A alert notification. I think you can silence. I don't know about on an Android, but I think you can actually on an Apple phone, you can silence certain groups.
Yeah. I just start sending hateful words in the chat to everyone. Just
mean, you're not my family.
Mean things like you look like a dog.
Oh.
That I wish your mom had never had you.
Oh.
What else do I write? I write, we thought you were special needs when you were little. And we're still not sure. So, you know, there we go.
Okay. Well, that's one way to get yourself.
My wife actually did think Jay was messed up when he was little. Did you know this about us?
No.
So Jay had water in his ears when he was little.
Oh.
And he couldn't hear. He couldn't hear, and he didn't talk. And he had these one-syllable words for everything. Da, meh. Yeah. And, you know, that kind of stuff. And and then when he started, so we got him earplugs, you know, whatever, and he started talking in full sentences like right away. So that was good. But I think that seed had already been planted in my wife's heart that she needed to watch out for her special son. Because when he got into kindergarten and started learning the ABCs, he did great with phonics, except for G.
G
means God, Jay. And he would say, he would say it after you. G means God. I was like, all right, what does G mean? And he couldn't do it.
Hmm.
And so I railed him and just we went over it and over it and over it again. Jimmy's got. What's G mean? Okay, let's do it again. And until he got sick of it and finally figured it out, you know, again, planted another seed, a special seed. And then when he was a little older, in junior high, he didn't want to do his homework, you know? And rather than think that he was just a bad kid for a little, you know, or being bad, he's not a bad kid. She chalked it up to that the work was too hard for him, and that we had been pushing him all these years because he had struggled ever since he was a little boy. And I'm like, Jen, our son is not special needs. He's just lazy, and we have to make him do his work. And so eventually it worked. He's an amazing student. You know, he's getting his driver's license tomorrow, in theory. He's great. But I do like to remind him once in a while, when, because his mom is his favorite. It's not in any way a question. It's I bet you have the same thing going on in your house, where if they had to pick one to be shot, you know, it would not be mom.
It's me.
Yeah, it would be us.
I think it's the decision both of my children, actually.
Right. I mean, I think, honestly, every parent, every kid would probably do that. But that's the thanks we get. But anyway, I always like to point out that I never thought he was special needs. So I always like to make sure he knows his mom thought he was special. So anyway, this is from Irma. And it's Bamboo Chew. I live in a college apartment with 5 girls. I'm sorry. One of which we don't particularly care to live with. So,
tensions.
So tensions are always running a little high. This weekend, all my roommates left, and I had the apartment to myself. That one girl in particular is coming back tonight, at any moment, in fact, and one of the cats just chewed her little bamboo sprout off the stem of the plant.
Uh-oh.
So I did the only thing I could think to avoid causing a blame-throwing argument. I straight up super glued that plant back together.
It's going to last for a few days.
I've worked in greenhouses since I was 14, so I know darn well what's going to come of that plant. But at least it won't look like it was my fault. Wish me luck.
Nice.
She shouldn't have left her She shouldn't have left her plant on the cat's windowsill in the first place, right? P.S. Don't read my name in case this makes it on the show. Oh, crap.
Uh-oh.
I'm just kidding. I changed her name to Irma because Irma's like the worst name I could think of.
Irma. Yeah. To protect the innocent.
You know, as an option, just letting you guys know, Irma, when you send a story in, I only get the information you send. So if you want to change your name, you can. And then you don't have to tell me to not use it, because I don't know where you're from and I don't know what your real name is. So you can be as free as a bird. Be free as a bird. Yeah, we got a couple of announcements. I sold 2 hats this week. So
nice.
I'm going to keep talking about the hats. They're on Etsy.com/NLcast. They are going fast. That is,
apparently,
that
is all. 2.
Also, we'd like
to. So we're down to 14 now, right?
I think it's 13.
13. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was 16 last night.
So. I don't know. Maybe. I've kind of lost track, to be honest. They're in sleeves.
Less than 20.
Yeah.
Less than 20, y'all. Now's a chance.
We like your stories and we want you to send them in. So we have a lot of stories. We really do. But they are, many of them are from children, and we don't use children's stories on the show anymore, because there's laws about you have to be 13 or older. So anyway, laws. So if you have a story and you want a good chance of it getting on the show, now is like one of those prime times. Because we're looking for new and fantastical stories. So if you're new to the show, the way it works is you go to thatstory.show and you click submit a story, and you type it up in the form and you send it to us, and we pick it and read it on the show, and everybody gets to laugh along with you.
Yes.
Yeah. And sometimes we laugh at you. But
never. No, we just laugh along with you. Even if you're not laughing, we'll make you laugh so that we can say that we're laughing with you.
That's right. This podcast is possible because of the listeners who support us on Patreon. So get that Story Show Premium, which includes ad-free listening, swag, and a weekly bonus podcast. Try it out free for 7 days at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. We actually sent out 2 coffee mugs this past month to different listeners. There's all kinds of perks and stuff, but when you hit certain giving goals, we like to send out stuff to people. So it's a whole different aspect to the show, and you do get more stories and more content, and we kind of let our hair down a little more in the after show. So I hope you'll check it out. Patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. And Shirley, you have a funny life story. Send it to the show. Submit your story at thatstory.show. Call it in toll free at 833-55-STORY. And while you're there, join our mailing list. That's how you stay in contact with me. I send stuff out to you in the mailing list. Remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. And don't think, how did this mouse get all the way upstairs? There's no mystery.
Will tell ya.
There's no mystery. The mouse rode with you. Just think, hey, this story belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next time. I feel so much better now.
You know, I feel like this episode was brought to us by the letter G.
Yeah?
And other faithful sponsors of our monthly...
Oh, gosh.
NPR News.
Ryan.
It was brought to us by the letter G.
Yes.
Which says good.
G says good. He finally did learn that stupid word letter, though. G means go. Oh, so you guys can't say, when we don't put a show out, that James was just pooping around. Because when James can do a show, James does a show.
He totally does. And he's not even feeling 100%, so.
That's right. Thanks, everybody in the chat room who joined us live. You can join us live Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Peace.